happening with this Canadian couple?
They were already on the rocks, can I just say. Mm. They go to the movies, get popcorn, sit down to watch a movie. Well, then the guy takes a bite of the popcorn, realize his wife has salted it. He does not like extra salt on his popcorn, so he goes off because he's like, you salted this behind my back. Mm-hmm. She's like, I just like salt. He goes, you know I don't like salt. And it escalated. The police had to come. It was a big mess, and then they got divorced.
So we wanted to know, what was the food item that broke up your relationship?
Right.
Because clearly there were other things there. Mine, a spicy cashew.
Now, what on earth was this about?
My last relationship, they said, oh my gosh, I have these cashews that are spicy. You should try one. And I said, you know, I don't like to try different foods.
Yeah.
I don't eat cashews. So then we had this huge argument in my living room about me trying the cashews and I wouldn't trust them. I mean, and it just obviously all these other things just overflowed from there.
Yes.
But it all started with a spicy cashew.
And that was the end of things.
Amanda from Carrollwood, what was the food item that broke up your relationship?
Pork chops.
Pork chops?
Oh.
How can a pork chop break up a relationship? What happened?
Well, I'm a Puerto Rican, and you know we love the chuleta. We love the pork. So, long story short, we went on vacation, my family and I, and my boyfriend was asked to watch the house.
Mm-hmm.
My father had a deep freezer full of pork chops, and he said, you know, help yourself. Well, he helped himself to the whole daggone freezer. Came back to an empty freezer.
Oh.
What? Was he, like, selling them pork chops on the black market?
I have no idea, but my father just gave me the look. And, I mean, you know, I'm in my 20s, and just the look alone. And that was it. I was like, this, I don't know what you did, if you sold them for money or if you were hard up for money, but it's over.
Yep.
I'm done.
I bet you if we go back in Craigslist and we see, we look for posts, there's probably somebody selling a packages of pork chops.
Probably.
Over in Carrollwood.
And some delicious pork chops, yes, too.
Wow. Well, I hope he made money off of it. Your poor father. I hope you got him some pork chops for Father's Day.
Right. Oh, trust me, to this day, it's a story that makes us laugh, and I never hear the end of it.
Yep. Always
I
that
love it.
Pork
Amanda,
chop.
Thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
Love you.
We love you, too. Have a great Wednesday.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Amanda from Plant City, what was that food item that broke up your relationship?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Barbecue sauce. What precious gift from God like barbecue sauce could break up your relationship?
I didn't particularly like the brand of barbecue sauce that he had, and we were eating chicken nuggets at the time, and he put some on my plate, and then he noticed I wasn't eating it, and he went off on me for not eating it, saying that I was a horrible person.
Ow!
Barbecue
a horrible person? Now, what if you happen to be a honey mustard kind of girl?
Wow! Now,
yeah. Lord.
I have to ask, now, where were these chicken nuggets from? That's very important.
They were just like store-bought chicken nuggets that we cooked in the oven.
I hope they were shaped like little dinosaurs. Because that's even better if he's shouting at you about your person as being terrible. And then there's
chicken nuggets.
Dinos on the plate. That would have been really
and
poetic.
Did you throw any of these chicken nuggets in his face?
No, I did not.
Well, you can't do that. You got to eat them.
He was being ridiculous. Nah, I told him he was being ridiculous and I left the room.
Wow.
But he followed me for a little while, yelling at me for not liking barbecue sauce. And then that's where the real fight started.
Yeah.
This isn't about barbecue sauce.
Exactly. Yep. That's where it always begins there.
Yep.
Thank you for your phone call, Amanda.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Ray in Tampa, what's that food item that made your relationship go, nope, we're done?
It was a piece of toast.
Oh, what?
Toast.
What? Did someone PS the toast? Like, what happened?
So, this guy was dating. He was a super neat freak, and so am I. It's just not to an extent where, you know, I have kids, so I tend to not, I'm neat, but I don't tend to things right away all the time because I don't have time. Well, I had made some toast at his house, and I had gotten some crumbs on the counter. And he had one of those portable vacuum cleaners, and he's like, okay, look, this is what you do after you're done making a mess. And he took the vacuum and cleaned it up and put it away. He's like, now you know. And I was just like, beside myself. I was like, how can you talk to somebody like that? So I was like, nope, I can't be with somebody like this.
The condescension that came along with that vacuuming was not necessary. Like, sir, calm down about the toast.
So not only was it toast that broke up your relationship, but it was also a vacuum.
Yep.
Yes, he had to. Yeah, he had to. Like I was a child, show me how to vacuum up after myself. And it was probably about 2 minutes after I even made the toast. So it's like,
you're like, can what? I eat it while it's still hot? Or do I have to suck the crumbs up before I can enjoy my toast?
Well, Ray, was it at least a Dyson vacuum?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. Probably.
Okay.
I'm assuming well, so, because he was a big Dyson fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was real particular on that one. Yeah. Thank you so much for your phone call, Ray.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Now, if a food item broke up your relationship, we'll continue this on Facebook. Facebook.com/Hot1015. We continue going commercial free. We've got Blown Off at 8:45. Right now, it's Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry.